sign is like this.
Monday, so the day two will be enjoying.
Usually when the Balabais gives out, he makes hamoitzi. So what does he do? He eats a bit of the challah before, and then he gives out to everybody else their chelik of the hamoitzi. But on Seder night, there is a problem. Because what is he going to do? He's going to give out, if he eats a bit of the amoitzi of the matzah before he gives out, so how much does he have to eat of the matzah before he gives out to everybody else? So he'll have to eat, let's say, the two kazaisim. Yeah, one kazai is for amoitzi, and one kazai is for achilas matzah. Or even will allow him one kazai is for achilas matzah first, and then he'll eat the kazai of amoitzi, or a chelik of the kazai of amoitzi before he gives out. So shir kadei achilas pras is between 3, 4, 9 minutes. Yeah. Oh, but let's say it takes him, we'll give him 3 minutes. So if you're going to leave, he'll eat his matzah in 3 minutes, and he'll leave everybody waiting for a few minutes till he gives out. Sorry? Oh, that will be a hefsik for everybody else. So Mamela, so what is the solution? So there is a solution that he takes a little bit of the matzah and then he gives out to everybody else. But to do that is also a shaila. What's a shaila to do? Why he can't do that is because between a brocha and a mitzvah, or a brocha and achila, you cannot make a hefsik. So Seder night, he's making two brochas. He's making the brocha of hamoitzi lechem anoretz, and he's also making the brocha al achilas matzah. So the brocha of hamoitzi lechem anoretz is a birchas hanenin, it's a normal brocha nano, but the brocha al achilas matzah, that is a birchas hamitzvahs. And it's like every other birchas hamitzvahs, which are meka, lon liach tfilin, al natilas lulav, shmaya kol shofar, al mikra megillah. It's like every other birchas hamitzvahs which I make. Now between a birchas hamitzvahs and doing the mitzvah, I am not allowed to be mafsik. So let's say he takes a little bit of the matzah and he tastes it. And he eats it. So eating that little bit of matzah, he is not mekayem mitzvahs achilas matzah with it. Because it's not a kazayis, number one. Number two, he's not eating it but kadei achilas pras, which that is about three minutes. He's not eating it in that shia. And number three, he's not eating it by seva either. So if he's and to make a seva and give it out to everybody is I don't think it's a practical eitzah. So Mamela, what he has to do is not eat before he gives out the matzah. Because if he eats, he's going to have a hefsik between his achilas matzah and the brocha of al achilas matzah. So what is the solution here? Oh, yeah, that's another halacha.
Before Moitzi, they give everybody a shtickle and take his hefsek and then pass it on afterwards. No, it's a hefsek.
So, no, giving that he gives out to every. He has to give. Before he washed, he gives everybody. He can't. Yeah, very good.
Then it adds a shtickle.
Well, that's a hefsek already.
No, but he takes a bit and passes to the next person.
Right, and the next person.
As a girl, pass it around that way. For each one that has it, because they might
hang them. Well, how he breaks off.
He takes a shtickle and he puts it on the rest on the plate, and then passes it on to the next person. Takes the shtickle, pass it on the next.
Everybody has something.
What? So everybody gets only. I mean, somebody else is. His kazayas is going to get. Everybody's going to have their kazayas matzah. But everybody has to get from the matzah that you made the lechem mishnah on. Oh, yeah, no, a normal Shabbos.
And the fruits as well.
A normal Shabbos, you eat before you give out to everybody. And there's no problem for you to eat before you give it out to everybody. But on Leil Seder, for me to eat a little bit, that achila of a little bit is not mitzvah achilas matzah. If it's not mitzvah achilas matzah, I can't be mekayim with that little bit mitzvah achilas matzah, so mamela, that will be a hefsik between my brocha of achilas matzah and be mekayim mitzvah achilas matzah.
Should the stuff is continuing?
Yeah. But if this will not be included in my Kadeh Achilas Pras, because what's going to happen? I eat a little bit, and then I give out to everybody. So that hefsek of time, it will already lose my Kadeh Achilas Pras. Sorry? If you can manage it in Kedei Achilas Pras, then good. But it's not always practical that I can manage it in Kedei Achilas Pras. Yeah, that's a shaila here.
Does it have to be his matzah? Why can't everybody have it beforehand and make it himself?
But everybody has to get from the matzah, that the matzah that he made Lechem Mishnah. Everybody has
but
to.
Why can't everyone do it for themselves?
Ah, yeah. If everybody does it for themselves and each one has three matzahs in front of them, yeah, very good eitzah. Of the mitzvah is Bereg Om Hadras Melech. So we'll find what's the solution. What's the solution to this to this problem? Now the three I've heard. The three solutions to this problem. Three solutions. There's one solution, which my father, Zecher Tzaddik Livracha, used to do, which is Minigach Sam Sofer. As Minigach Sam Sofer was that he made Lechem Mishnah, he gave out to everybody after Lechem Mishnah from the Lechem Mishnah, and then everybody made his own Alechilas Matzah. So between the Hamoitzi and after the Hamoitzi, he gave out
before he ate.
Well, we must be this solution. Before he ate, he gave everybody out from the Hamoitzi Matzah, and then he made the brocha. Alechilas matzah. Everybody made by on their own the brocha alechilas matzah, and that's one solution. The second solution is that the balabais makes a brocha hamoitzi lechem min haaretz. He makes a brocha al achilas matzah, and he gives from the top matzah and the middle matzah. From the Shlema and from the Prusa to all the Mesugim. That has to be, if he's Moitzi everybody with our Moitzi and Achilas Matzah, he has to give to everybody from the Hamoitzi Matzah and from the Achilas Matzah Matzah. Before he eats. Yeah, well, Benazbe, what's the solution here? Now, a third solution. Yeah, this is not such a practical solution, but it's an eitzah. The Balabais, his moitzi everybody with a moitzi and achilas matzah. And then afterwards, he puts the matzah in his mouth, a bit of the matzah in his mouth, starts chewing it. He is Behaseva, but he doesn't start swallowing the matzah till he's given everybody out the matzah. It's not a practical solution. It's an eitzah that he started the maisa achila. So he hasn't got the hefsik here. He hasn't lost the kadei achila's pras because he hasn't started swallowing. Kadei achila's pras starts not when you put the matzah in your mouth. The kadei achila's pras starts from when you start swallowing the matzah. So Mamela, he was yitzer. Say the Kadei Achilas Pras and say the Hefsik. Now, sorry?
The most Mekhlis is 9 minutes.
Yeah, the most Mekhlis is 9 minutes. Yeah, if you use that, then you'll solve the problem. Yeah, but the Maisa, we take on by the Raisas, the Chumra, both ways. That means the Gabi in Kippur, when Machmer, the Choyle was to eat, I have to make a Hefsik of 9 minutes. But when it comes to mitzvahs, we're machmeh three, 4 minutes. So if we want to be mekayim mitzvahs lechatchila, we can't be somach on 9 minutes. Oh, what's the eitzah? Oh, let's discuss the hilchos hefsik. So in Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Reish Vav, Sif Gimel, the Ramah says that you're not allowed to be mafsik in between a brocha where you're making on food or a brocha which you're making on a mitzvah more than kedei dibur. Now, until kedei dibur is not seconds. It's less than seconds. Less than seconds. Now, Shir Hiluch Kadei Abba Amos, yeah, people think Shir Hiluch Kadei Abba Amos is very long. Shir Hiluch Kadei Abba Amos is 2.16 seconds. That's how long it takes to walk Dalad Amos. Now, the Cheshbon is Poshet. A Shir Hiluch Mil, it takes to walk a mil is 18 minutes. There's 2,000 amas in 18 minutes. If you work it out, then I think it's 0.54 seconds of a second to walk an amma. So Shir Hiluch Kadei Dalad Amos is 2.16 seconds. So the Shir Shalom Alecha Rebbe is, we paskin three words, Shalom Alecha Rebbe. It doesn't take very long. Yeah, it's not even seconds. Yeah, so you're not allowed to be mafsik between a brocha and a mitzvah or brocha and a chila more than kadei dibur. The Bes Yosef brings down a shabayla leket and he holds its li'ikuva. That means if you're mafsik more than toich kadei dibur between a brocha and a mitzvah, you have to make another brocha. Adoshteit in Bes Yosef. Now the Magen Avraham brings down Avodran, and Avodran is choylik on that, and holds that he can be mafsik. So Mamela, we pasken al sofik brochas lahokol, that you don't have to make another brocha. Oh, but it's only sofik brochas lahokol, and sofik brochas lahokol steht in Mishbrura, as a chatchila, you should get somebody else to be moitzi you with a brocha. If it's sofik, if you're only relying on sofik brochas lahokol. So that's the din hefsik that there is between a brocha and a mitzvah, a brocha and a chila, there is, in order to be mafsik, more than toich de diva lechat chila. Right. Oh, but now, when are the exclusions to this klal? So the exclusions are that the first exclusion is that you find every Shabbos the Balabais makes a moitzi, He eats a piece of challah. Everybody's waiting till he gets his challah. And that's more than any toich de dibur. Yeah. So what's the heter for that? So the Taz has got a chiddush. So the Taz says that this halacha of toich de dibur in order to be mafsik between the brocha and the achila, the brocha and the mitzvah, is only if the brocha has not been chal on something. But once the brocha has been chal on something, then you can be mafsik. So here, every week, every Shabbos, the Balabayis has already started eating. So he made the brocha on the challah, he's already started eating, so Mela, the brocha had already been chal on something. Yes, the brocha has already been chal on something, then there's no problem now for the everybody else is being mafsik, because that's all very nice, Dr. Taz, if he ate. But if he doesn't eat, then we're back to Dr. Taz. Yeah, so Bemes in Shulchan Aruch, in Kuf Samach Zayin, the Ramah says, you can make a moitzi, give out to everybody else, and then the Balabayas can eat. And everybody has to wait till the Balabayas eats.
How much do you have to eat?
Well, not mashu.
Mashu,
yeah. As long as the brocha is chal. I mean, the lachatchila of the Kazayas is a lachatchila. Yeah, but that's only for speaking. Oh, but for this halacha, a marshal who is enough. So in the Ramo in Kuf Samach Zayin says that the Balabais can give out to everybody hamoitzi before he eats, and afterwards he can eat. The Taz argues on the Ramo, and the Taz tainet. It's a hefsik. You're going to make a hefsik. You're going to make a dibble. What's the heter for the balabais to be mafsik more than kadei dibble? So Shaila, what's the tenets? So there's, we find the maisa that the amol, if you make a hefsik between the brocha and the achila, is not a hefsik. Usually, if somebody's mafsik between a brocha and a chila and a brocha and a mitzvah, it will be a hefsik, lemotel. If a person speaks one word between a brocha and a mitzvah, brocha and a chila, that is a hefsik, and he'll have to make another brocha. Even if he answers amen on somebody else's hamitzi lechem anoretz, let's say, That will also be a hefsik. He answers Kaddish and Kedusha. He answers Baruch Hu. Yeah, he's in the middle of putting on tefillin and the say Kaddish, and he answers Omni Heshmi Rabo. He's already made the brocha lohoniach tefillin. He'll have to make another brocha. I mean, it's in between the tefillin shaliyad and the shalroish. Yeah, it can happen between the tefillin shaliyad and the shalroish. He'll have to make two brochas on the shalroish because it's been mafsik between the brocha and the achila. So a hefsik of a dibble is a hefsik. When is a hefsik of a dibble not a hefsik? That is if you speak something which is minyone hasuda. What's a minyone hasuda? If you say bring salt or lift on something to dip it in or to eat it, something to eat it with, tnuk lekloini lechol, give to somebody else to eat. That means I made a bracha moitzi lechem an aretz. Give to somebody else to eat. Or you say gavol l'tura. You say get ready the food for the shoyr, and give the shoyr the food to eat. Then it also is also not a hefsik. But these things are b'di'eved not a hefsik. Of the chatchila, you're not allowed to be mafsik for any of these things. That means even for gavol l'tura, you're not allowed to be mafsik. So I'm not allowed, the etzem I'm not allowed to eat before my animal eats. But he yoisi got a shaila of a brocha of being mafsik between the brocha and the achila. I'm not allowed to say it. I'll have to be over on that issa of eating before my behema, and I'll eat, and then I'll give to my shoyu to eat. Passing the salt is also b'di'evet. Yeah. All these cases is b'di'evet if you were mafsik. But the chatchila, you're not allowed to go. The chatchila, you're not allowed to go and be mafsik. Oh, but then,
when you're making a motzi and you cut the challah, etc., by the time you cut it and get it to your mouth, you're only 2 and a bit seconds.
Right. So, yeah. Right. Oh, very good. So there is. Well, we're coming to that. Now there is another halacha. The halacha, as a gemara in brachas, that you're not allowed to make a moitzi till the bring salt on the table, or if you got a lot of mesubim, till you bring salt or the dip for all the mesubim. The reason for that halacha is because if I make a moitzi first, and then they bring the salt or the dip or the lift on, it will be a hefsik. So lechatchila, I should not make a moitzi. But if I have made a moitzi and they haven't brought the salt yet, I am allowed to wait till they bring the salt. Why am I allowed to wait? Because that is sorchi suda. If it's sorchi suda, I'm allowed to be mafsik.
There's
a time limit, either then. No, there's no time limit. There's no Sor Chesuda does not have a time limit. So I'm allowed to be mafsig.
You can be the first prusa of the salt. The prusa
has to be a prusa chashuva, achila chashuva, and it has to. I'm allowed to wait. So here, even so, I'm not allowed to speak the Tzorech Suda, but I'm allowed to wait the Tzorech Suda. I'm allowed to wait. And another case, which you mentioned, is in Shulchan Aruch states that you have to make a brocha always on a sholem. That means if you got a whole bread or a whole a bun, and I've got a piece of, and I've got a piece or a cut bread or cut challah, I have to make a bracha on a sholem. But in middle of the week, you should cut it that it'll still stay a sholem. Yeah, that means if you pick up the small part, the big part will come with it. Yeah, oiches bekotem agadol oile imoy. You should cut it that far and then make the bracha. Why should you do it like that? Because the cutting of the bread will be a hefsik between the brocha and the achila. Shabbos, I can't do that either. So on Shabbos, we make a, because we need lechem mishnah. So even so, it's called a sholem, but we're choshesh that it might not be a sholem. So mamela on Shabbos, we need lechem mishnah. So mamela, we don't cut it before hamotzi. We just make a little mark on the challah, and then we cut it. Now, what's the heta to cut it after hamotzi? The heta to cut it after hamotzi, the heta is because it is sor chesuda. When there's no other solution, is mutter lechatchila. So in other words, there's three daggers here. To speak the tzorech suda is lechatchila also. You're not allowed to speak. But it won't be a hefsik. To wait in between the brocha and achila, if I should sort it out before the brocha, that I shouldn't need to be mafsik. But if I cannot sort it out before the brocha, then lechatchila allowed to be mafsik if it is sorche suda. So now coming back to our leil seder. Leil seder, giving out the hamotzi to all the mesubim. So the Baimus in Shulchan Aruch state that in Kuf Samach Zayin Sif Tesvov, that all the Masubim, that the Betzea, the one who makes Hamoitzi, is allowed to give it out, the Hamoitzi, to everybody before he eats. Now what is that heter? That heter is Tzor Chesuda. Now how does that get into Tzor Chesuda, giving out to everybody? Because that's like Tnu Leploini Lechel. It's just like after I make a moitzi, if b'dieved I say, give somebody else to eat, it's called tzor chesuda, because that he should eat together with me, that's called my tzor chesuda. So who are then to give out the hamoitzi to everybody else, that is tzor chesuda. So that's why it's not a hefsik, even if I haven't eaten, to give it out to everybody else, from the moitzi called it tzor chesuda. Now the Taz Tainers, that you've got an etzer. First you eat and then give out to everybody, so you don't have to do it. But that's all very good if a normal Shabbos. But Leil Seder, I haven't got an etzer to eat first, because if I eat first, it'll be a hefsek between the achilas matzah and the broch of achilas matzah and the eating the matzah, because only to eat a little bit that won't be the mitzvah of achilas matzah, and to do something in between a broch and a mitzvah, I can't do it. Or between the hamoitzi and between after the hamoitzi, before I make the brocha al achilas matzah, I've got the heter of tzor chesuda, and I haven't got a solution here. So I haven't got a solution. So the chatchila, I am allowed to go and be mafsik. So that's the reason the minig of my father, the chasal lebrocha, and say it's minig achsam soifer, that he made hamoitzi, and then he gave it out to everybody because he didn't have a solution. So here you're allowed to use the chatchila, the heter of tzor chesuda. But it's all very good, the heter of tzor chesuda, when you're talking about the brocha of amoitzi lechem in the oretz, or the al achilas matzah. It's not a brocha on the suda, it's a brocha on the achilas matzah. On that, you don't have a heter of tzor chesuda. So mameila, that's why my father gave out after the hamoitzi lechem in the oretz, before the al achilas matzah, and everybody else made their own al achilas matzah.
You have to have lechem
mishnah
for that, so it's fine.
Give it all out,
and then you
have one thing. Yeah, all you need is a lechem mishnah for the hamoitzi. Yeah, not for the al achilas matzah. Al achilas matzah is better only on the prusa. So that's
why don't you eat your moitzi al achilas matzah, and then afterwards they get their own shtickle, and afterwards they can make their achilas matzah later?
Yeah, but if you eat your moitzi on al achilas matzah, so it'll be a big hefsek for them.
For them?
Yeah.
But
the chatzchila to be mafsik so much as three, four minutes for them to wait is not the chatzchila.
What?
Yeah, no, but the achilas matzah.
They made the achilas matzah.
But for them,
achilas matzah afterwards.
I mean, for them to.
They can make it.
Yeah. Well, you make a moitzi.
Achilas matzah, and they make achilas matzah afterwards.
And they wait till you finished your achilas matzah. Okay. The other eitzah is that you make a moitzi. You moitzi everybody with a moitzi. You moitzi everybody with the al achilas matzah, and you give everybody from the hamoitzi and from the prusa, from the middle matzah. Now, what's the eighth of this? I for the al achilas matzah is not called tzor chesuda, because in the Gemara there's two geusas in the Gemara. the Loshna Gemara is Tnu Bruch. Give to somebody to Bruch. What's it mean Tnu Bruch? The Rashi's Goyer is Tnu Bruch. The Rambam is Goyer is Tnu Kroich. Now what's the difference between Tnu Bruch and Tnu Kroich? So Rashi says Tnu Bruch is give to that person from the Prusas Hamoitzi. So the Bais Yosef says, as when he say Rashi, which says give to somebody from the bit of Hamoitzi, he holds Sor Chesuda is not a heter to be mafsik. What is a heter to be mafsik when a mafsik letzorech habrocha? So if I'm mafsik, I made the brocha on this piece, and now I'm giving him from, I'm saying he should take from this piece of amoitzi, so that is called soirech brocha. And if it is soirech brocha, then it is not a hefsik. So now, So even so, we paskin in Shulchan Aruch like the Rambam Tnu Kroich that there's a heta of Tzor Chisuda, but the Rambam is also maskim to Rashi as Tnu Bruch is also a heta. If it's a Tzorich of this Brocha, it's also a heta. So Mamela, if I'm moitzi everybody with a Brocha of Alachilas Matzah, so he yois, I've been moitzi him with the Brocha of Alachilas Matzah, so on the thing that the Brocha was made on, is do Alachatchila, that everybody should eat from it. So he yois is do Alachatchila, that everybody should eat from it. So Mamela, it's Tzorich Brocha to give it out to everybody. So Mamela he yois it's soirech brocha, so the alachilas matzah needs, which I'll moitzi everybody, so everybody has to get a bit of the middle matzah as well. So Mamela is not a hefsek.
As well as the top.
So he has to get from the top he has to get for the amoitzi. From the middle he has to get because soirech brocha v'alachilas matzah. And mameila, it's not going to be a hefsik because it's soirech brocha. And mameila, that will be the solution. So all the solution is. Sorry.
They don't eat one and do the other.
No, they'll have to eat from both. Okay, they have to get a bit from the top and the bottom and the middle one, and he'll moitzi them, sai on the moitzi and sai on the achilas matz. And then it won't be a hefsek. What? Yeah.